Disco Rick. We've got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Back to From CN to CA. One thing I love about making this show is that I never have to choose between genres or languages. If a song moves me, it has a place here. So wherever you're listening from, I hope one of these songs finds its way onto your playlist too.
在岁月中跑来跑去，太容易疲倦，一转身可以归去。我要唱一种感觉叫属于，有没有春花秋月，小城都是不会散去。 刹那的玩具不是玩具，是否还有永恒的老去，在岁月中就算最后只能够沉默，一辈子没有恐惧，我要找的一种感觉叫属于，有没有春花秋月夏蝉落水不会散去，有没有一关上门一躺下来不再离去，有没有爱看的天爱他的地，我爱着的你陪我美丽的老去，谁叫我很喜欢，届きそうで届かなそうな針へ、そうで針へなそうな君の仕草の一部始終ので解析フルスピードで試されてたりするのかな、それなら望むとこだけど遊ぶだけの吐いて欲しいさならばどうぞ他を当たってよ、君の分厚い恋の履歴に残ることに興味なんかないよ、君のたった一人になる以外には、なんでそんなにそけないのさ、そっぽ向いてさ君の方から誘ったくせに、俺じゃないなら早く言ってよ、そんなに暇じゃないんだ、ちょっとひどいんじゃない、あまりじゃない、恋がなんだかもわからないんだ、君が教科書になってくれるかい、いいよって君が言うなら暇はいくらでもあるから、わかることなどいくつもない、わかりたくないこともいっぱい、難しく絡み合う世界で胸を張って言えること、絡まったままのこのイヤホン、一瞬でほどくような魔法、それが君だとか言ったなら 花でまた笑われてしまうかな。君のつかめない恋の確信に迫るほど怖いと思った、そんな心が初めてで、なのに君はそう、なんでそんなにそっけないのさ、そっぽ向いてさ、君の方から誘ったくせに、俺じゃないなら早く言ってよ、そんなに暇じゃないんだ、ちょっとひどいんじゃない、あまりじゃない、恋がなんだかもうわからないんだ、君が教科書になってくれるかい、いいよって君が言うなら暇はいくらでもあるから、伝えれるかな、やっぱりそれじゃダメなのかな、振り絞るだけの勇気が僕にはまだあったかな、だから今すぐこっち向いてよ、こっちおいてよ、加減も諦めないよ、一秒も無駄にはできない、 You know our time is running out baby、 もっと近くでもっとそばで、この視界からはみ出るくらいに、君だけで僕を満たしたいの、いいよって君が言うまで、君と今日はキスをするまで、ここから動かないから、
got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy. Welcome. It is a lovely, well, smoke-filled morning here in Kingston, Ontario. It's better than yesterday. I don't know, but I feel like it's getting stinkier, but it's less apocalyptic, if that makes any sense. Yesterday it was freaky because of the way the sun was bright red through the smoke. Anyway, it was disturbing, and everybody was in a weird mood all day yesterday. And, I mean, today probably too, but it's more because we can taste it now, I think, even worse. So we're just, there's supposed to be rain on Saturday, fingers crossed. That makes a big difference up north. I believe they'll probably get it Friday and it'll come down to us on Saturday. But, you know, you never know. Butterfly swing. So Absolutely Frivolous is all about comedy and not a doomsday show, in case you're wondering. I do this show every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Been doing it for 23 plus years. Yeah, I know. But I love it here, and it's awesome. And if you haven't been down to the station, or if you've not tuned in before ever to CFRC, welcome. It's a great station. We're like 104 years old this year. In August, I believe, September is our official date. Pretty cool. So Absolutely Frivolous is a comedy show. I host it. I'm not funny. I just play stuff on the air that is. We only have one stand-up comedian today. His name is Adam Christie. He's going to talk about his new mustache, amongst other things. I always like to start the show by saying, I'm so sorry if I didn't bleep a swear word or if the topic in any way is offensive to you. There is some things that may be a little bit off color in his stand-up comedy today, but again, comedy, everyone's, you know, sense of humor is subjective. And so if I catered to like the most politest sense of humor, that I probably wouldn't enjoy doing the show. So again, forgive me if you are offended. Please don't make that your only view of CFRC, because there's so much else here. It's a wonderful little station. We do so many things. We have spoken language shows. We have political discussion shows. We have music of almost every genre, I think, known to man on the airwaves here. Please go to CFRC.ca. Take a look at the different shows. You can actually listen to them, even though they may not be live. We have an archives page attached to every show. And you can download or just list the stream straight from the website and listen to the past shows for, I think, about 3 months. Be aware that for half-hour shows like mine that start at 10:30, you have to scroll the audio file over to the halfway mark to listen to my show. So you'll just be aware of that, because it downloads in one-hour chunks, which is reasonable. Most shows are 1 hour or more here at CFRC, but yeah, mine's only a cute little half hour of fun and comedy. So again, we are not here to offend anyone, and we apologize if we do so, but I hope you enjoy Adam's sense of humor. So I'm going to play him for you now. Keep tuning in to Absolutely Frivolous and CFRC, especially Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. And thanks for listening to 101.9 FM.
stage, everyone's like, they're great. It's going to be a great time. The crowd is hot. They love you out there. You're going to be great. It's going to be, shut the f*** up. Grade 4 teacher having a meltdown. They're like, it's good, it's good.
Spit out your gum!
Hi, everyone, how are you? Nice to be here. It's good to be here at the Mecca of Canadian comedy. Lansdowne and Queen. I've sold out 3 theater performances, and you can do that too if your theater is in the basement of a Shopper's Drug Mart. It's really, really good. Hello. Everyone, man looks like me here. That's good. Every single man looks like I do. That's great. That's exactly what I wanted. I want every man. We look like the same type of guy. We're the same type of f***ing guy. Are you tall like me? How tall are you? 6 feet? 6'5". F*** you, dude. Alpha. Beta. Let's get these up. Establish dominance early. Like prison. New mustache. That's a new thing about me. I got a new mustache. I grew this mustache. This is a new part on my face. I grew this mustache so strangers would stop calling me the good doctor. And it's bullying how much you laughed at that. I will say that. I will not be doing any crowd work. That I've retired from crowd work. I will not be doing any crowd work tonight. I'm not doing any of it. I'm very bad at it. I was doing it last month. I was doing that last month. There was a man in the crowd with an accent. He had a little accent, right? You get excited when you hear a guy with a little accent. And you shouldn't assume, but I assumed. I go into the crowd and I go, wow, what part of Europe are you from? And the guy goes, I have a speech impediment. And I was like, okay. Swing and a miss then. Good. I thought it was like a Barcelona thing. No. No. Thudbury. He's from Thudbury. And that's my meanest joke. That's the most mean it's going to get tonight. Take down the speech impediment community. Yeah. I was talking to a crowd. I was in Victoria, British Columbia, and I was talking to them, and I go, I had an off day the next day, and I go, where should I go on my off day? What should I do in Victoria, British Columbia? And the crowd went, restaurant, eat something. And I go, well, where should I eat? And a woman in the back went, Moxie's! And the rest of the crowd booed this woman to hell. This was Hitler to these people. And after the show, I was selling merch, and this woman came up to me and we're talking, and she goes, by the way, I'm the Moxie's woman. And I was like, whoa, they f***ing hated you. Everyone hated your guts out there. And then she goes, I own the Moxie's. I go, whoa, whoa. That sucks. It is nice to be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on a Friday. I'm not usually here on a Friday, Saturday night when I'm doing stand-up. I'm usually touring a small university town in Ontario. I go to your London, Ontarios. I go to your Waterloo, Ontarios. I go to your Halifax, Nova Scotia, Ontarios. I go to all the Ontarios. And all of these places beautiful, but students ruin these places on a Friday or Saturday night. Ruin these, but turn these places upside down. Like, you go to one of these places during the week, and you're like, wow, what a beautiful city. And then the weekend hits and you're like, wow, that woman is sitting outside of a Boston Pizza. Kingston. And that's Kingston. I like going around Canada, hearing all the wonderful accents that we have. The Canadian accent, a beautiful accent. Screen door accent is my favorite Canadian accent. Do you guys know screen door accent? Guys who talk like, you're f***ing Reed. That guy? That's my favorite one. That was I was bullied by a lot of screen door. That was my childhood, was getting bullied by screen door accents. Guys were like, Christy, you're fucking gee. I like that. I was touring through the United States. States and I was touring, and I like the United States. I like how you can tell if you're in a red state or blue state depending on the souvenirs at the souvenir shop. Like, I was in Baltimore and I saw a shirt with a crab, and the crab was like, it was like a text that said, "I clawed my way into Maryland," and you're like, "That's cute, that's really nice." And then you go to the next place and it's a shirt that says like, "My pronouns are /drunk," and you're like, "Oh, I'm in Georgia. I'm in Georgia." Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. No one f-ing cares. That's the first one to go when you're getting older, St. Patrick's Day. It's the first one you stop caring about when you're getting older. Like, if you're in your 30s and 40s and you have a friend that's like, "What are we doing on St. Patrick's Day, dude?" You're like, "I don't know, Craig. Raising your daughter?" "I hope it's raising your daughter, Craig. It's Monday this year, Craig. Raise Catherine." It was my birthday a couple weeks ago, and it was a good one. My girlfriend got me a water pick for my birthday. Do you know what that is? A water pick? So my girlfriend got me a water pick, shoots water in between your gums. She got me this water pick, and I think mine's broken, though, because mine's just been shooting blood into my mouth. If you laughed at that joke, you have gingivitis. That's news for you. She also got me shampoo for my birthday. It's a good birthday gift. Shampoo. Because she got me it because I use her shampoo, and her shampoo is this big and it costs $5 million. So she got me a shampoo I can use, a decoy shampoo for me. And it's the biggest bottle of shampoo you've ever seen in your life. It's called Hair Barn or something. It's got a picture of a horse on it. I think it's for horses. And it's organic, which is good because there's two types of shampoo. There's one that's like, "Hey, organic, hey, no cancer, no cancer in this shampoo, no parabens, use this, no cancer." And then the other shampoo is like, "Hey, fruity, says fruit." And you're like, "Will this give me cancer?" And they're like, "Ha, ha, ha, banana." Tried to buy a house. That's news about me. I tried to buy a house. Tried to buy a house in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Tried to buy a house. And did you know that I can't do that? Did you know there's no world in which that I can do that? I got a real estate agent and they took me to a house that I can afford. Have you ever seen a house that you can afford? In Toronto, it was the worst house I've ever seen in my life. It was on the corner of piss and it was a terrible house. I was like, "Can I have a nice house, please?" And they were like, "Well, a lot of people get early inheritance. If you get early inheritance..." And I was like, "Are you telling me to kill my dad? And you'll give me a house?" Can't afford a house. Got a bidet, though. Got a bidet for my rental. Pretty excited about my bidet. Except I'm pretty sure mine's broken because mine's just been shooting blood into my ass. Do you guys rent? Me too. I'll rent forever until I'm dead. I have a 75-year-old Portuguese landlord. He's 75 years old. Anytime anything is ever broken in my house, I call a 75-year-old Portuguese man to come to the house. He fixes it. He was on the roof the other day. A 75-year-old man was on my roof the other day when I came home, and I was just willing him not to fall off the roof because I know if he died, his family would sell the house and I would have nowhere to go. Because that's the secret behind Toronto. Behind every nice 75-year-old Portuguese landlord is a guy named Lucas da Costa who will make you homeless. And that's, put it on the sign. I have a girlfriend. I love my girlfriend a lot. My girlfriend is older than me. My girlfriend is older than I am, which is a flaw. It's one of her 7 flaws. And it doesn't really matter. Sometimes our frame of reference is different. That's kind of the only thing that happens. Like, sometimes our frame of reference. Like, do you guys remember the TV show Gargoyles? Remember the TV show Gargoyles? Remember the cartoon Gargoyles? So my girlfriend does not remember the television show Gargoyles because my girlfriend was not a child when the television cartoon Gargoyles was on television. And this really affects our relationship whenever I want to talk about Gargoyles. You know what I mean? And then on her end for me, because she's older, on her end for me, frame of reference-wise, is she she's always telling me to invest in war bonds. Is my girlfriend too old? Should I break up with my girlfriend? No. Here's a fact about me. I've never done that. Never in my life have I broken up with a girlfriend. I've never dumped. I've never dumped a single... All my history of dating women, I always let them do it to me because I'm a feminist and that's a girl boss. Every woman I've ever dated is like, get the f*** out of my life. And I'm like, slay. Queen. Fierce. Ally. Thank you. All of that is true. My girlfriend says better than sex. She'll be eating something and she'll say better than sex. She'll be eating something. She'll go, ooh, this is better than sex. And I go, you have sex with me. Maybe don't say that. I'm the person you have sex with. My dick isn't as good as this honeydew melon from No Frills. Pardon me. Real loosey-goosey with the better than sex. She'll be like, ooh, better than sex. And I'll be like, raisins? Raisins. My girlfriend and I taped ourselves having sex. We had sex, we taped it with a camera. I don't know who this footage is for. We lived together. I was the only one who ever watched this footage, and I instantly deleted it. It was the worst porno I've ever seen in my life. Terrible. Worse than raisins, I would say. A terrible pornography. I didn't suck in my gut or make muscles. I just assumed I looked sweet, and I don't. And my girlfriend's very small, and I'm very long like this, so it just looked like a spider was hurting a woman. That's what it looked like. A very strange, long body. You know what I mean? I was trying to buy pants at the Eaton Center before. I was trying to buy show pants. And I went to the Eaton Center to RW & Co. And I said, do you have my size of pants here? And my size of pants is 30, 35. And the woman goes, I don't think that size of pants exists in the whole Eaton Center. I don't think. That's rude. I was like, should I check online? And she was like, maybe check Abe Lincoln's grave. Maybe check that. I got married. That's news about me. I got married, everyone. I got married. And let me tell you, I'm not wearing my wedding ring today because I actually lost it in the divorce. And that's how that goes. I'm divorced. And I don't look like a guy who's divorced. I'm not a man. You know what I mean? I don't look divorced. I don't look like... I don't have a man's... But, like, I can't roll up my sleeves. Like, regular guys roll up their sleeves. People are like, whoa, two tickets to the gun show, right? I feel like I do it and people are like, whoa, two lanyards to the podcast festival. Anyone else here divorced?
Yeah.
I don't let it define me. I'll say this. I don't let divorce define me. I don't identify as divorce. I'm just a man trying to live my life. I'm just trying to go my day to day. And, you know, but sometimes they try to define you. Marital status question. Do you know marital status question? Like, you're just living your life and you're going to sign a form and you're just living your life as a man. And then you get to a form and the form is like, by the way, are you single? Are you married? Or are you a f***ing loser? And I'd be like, yep. That's me. I'm just trying to buy brake pads, but that's me. The form should know your marital status depending on what the form is. Like, I'm a 38-year-old white man signing up for beginner's Brazilian jiu-jitsu class. Obviously, I'm divorced. We're all divorced in here. Let me roll around with my fellow broken man. And that's true. If you get divorced in the city of Toronto, they hand you a coupon book with 10 free Krav Maga lessons. And that's absolutely true. Crystal. You guys have crystals? I do. I'm a divorced man with crystals. I'm your aunt. I'm your spiritual aunt. I'm going to see my ex-wife at a mutual friend's wedding in 2 months, and I'm going to meet her new boyfriend. She's going to be like, Adam, this is my new boyfriend. And I'm going to be like, yes, yes. I pray to these rocks now. I'm fine. I just did my taxes, and my accountant told me that because I do a joke in my act about my crystals, I'm allowed to write them off as a business expense. Cool stand-up comedy. Cool is, he said, anything that I do or buy, I'm allowed to write that thing off as research if I write a joke about it. So that's pretty cool. Stand-up comedy, coolest job in the world. So I've been having sex with a lot of sex workers recently. And you know what I've noticed that sex workers hate doing? Is writing receipts. I did that joke at that Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and that is taped for television for the CBC, and I did that joke a few years ago for the festival, and then it aired on the CBC 2 years ago, and last year, I got audited. Crystal, why didn't you warn me? Pretty good. Pretty good. Ow! Guys, it was my birthday recently. It was my birthday just 11 days ago. It was my birthday. March 10th, big birthday. My friend of mine asked me who I share a birthday with. He was like, who do you share a birthday with? Because he's like, because I share a birthday with George Clooney. And we were all like, whoa, George Clooney, that's so cool. And my other friend goes, I share a birthday with Barack Obama. We were like, whoa, Barack Obama. So I was like, I looked up mine. There's a site where you can see the biggest celebrity with your birthday. And I was like, who's my birthday twin? Who's my big birthday brother? Who do I share a birthday with, right? And I looked it up, and I got Osama bin Laden. That's who I got, Osama bin Laden. And you know what? I knew. I've always known. I saw that first tower get hit, and I was like, Pisces. That's one of ours, unfortunately. Emotional water sign. Oh, whoa. Didn't know the comet could touch the ceiling. That's pretty cool, huh? I'm very tall, 6'5". I'm 6'5". That's my height, 6'5". It's the best height to be. 6'5", very good height. Same height as Osama bin Laden. I have so much in common with Osama bin Laden. Height, birthday, kind eyes, general ideology. I can't wait to meet him. Two best for two twinks living in the city. Here's one more fact about... You want one more fact about Osama bin Laden? Yeah. Osama bin Laden is here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. We got him. That's the best one. That's the best laugh. If you could pick a laugh when you were born, you'd pick that one. Now people are trying to be better. Come on. Number two. You know what I've always hated about Osama bin Laden? Born rich. Did you know that? Did you know Osama bin Laden's father was a billionaire? He had $2 billion. And you know what? It has always made me feel bad for poor terrorists on 9/11. That's who it's made me feel bad for. Like a poor, just lunch pail, workaday terrorist just trying to do it himself, you know? And he saw 9/11 and he's like, wow, who did that? And they were like, oh, it's the heir to the bin Laden fortune. And he was like, oh, that f***ing Nepo baby. No! F***ing Bronny James of terrorism? F*** you. I could have blown up all of New York City if my roommates paid me back.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
See the grass is full of stars.